D. The Globe. Today's Globe is the third Globe Theatre. The first was built in 1599. Instead of using modern machines, they built the new Globe in the same way as the first one. There are 12,000 pegs in the framework. They were cut by hand, and it took an hour and a half to make each one. No wonder it took 6 years to build the theatre. The roof of the Globe is the only thatched roof in London. Thatching has been banned in the city since the Great Fire in 1666. The thatching was the reason that the first Globe Theatre burned down. In 1613, they used a cannon during a performance of Henry VIII, but the cannonball hit the roof by mistake. The whole theatre burned down in about 2 hours. As you can see in the picture on page 219, there is a gallery on the upper level. The middle section is where the musicians are. The actors are also here if the play has two levels. The other two balconies are for the audience, who are on stage with the actors. These seats used to be the most expensive in Shakespeare's day. That is because you had to get as close to the actors as possible if you wanted to hear everything. Performances could be noisy in those days. The audience used to shout at the villains in the play. They would also throw things on stage. The balcony seats were also in demand because the audience was on display. It was a way of getting publicity. The seats cost 3 times the normal price. You could also pay extra for a cushion to sit on. They were extremely dirty and full of fleas and mice. The open area has room for up to 600 people with standing room tickets. You are not allowed to use an umbrella. As there is no roof over this area, you can get very wet. Shows are never cancelled because of bad weather, however. The seated and roofed section can take about 900 people in total. Female roles. Women were not allowed to act in theatres until 1660. Instead, young boys acted the female characters. It was not a healthy profession. Some of the makeup was toxic, and a number of boys died of lead poisoning.